right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. That wasn't our best, but I think that I thought that we were both going to do it to the tune of Rewrite the Stars. So I thought that's what we were doing. So that's why I did Middle Children. You didn't do it.
I didn't do it. I didn't get it. And
well, it's just because, you know, we were singing it before we started recording.
You're not wrong. You've never been wrong. I know. Kid.
No, you don't.
Happy freaking day.
What is in your hand?
Oh, that's my fan from last night.
Oh, that was busy. That fan worked hard.
That fan worked hard. Thank God for it, too, because I was going to pass out for sure. Those of you who came and saw our live stream show, bless ya.
And those of you who didn't, you're dead to us.
You're literally dead to us. Oh, you were too busy? Oh.
What? Oh, you have kids to raise? Give me a break.
Oh, you have kids? Wow. That's original.
You know who doesn't have kids? Us. How do you think that makes us feel? So now you're telling us that we don't deserve a family?
Is that what you guys are saying? Because if that's what you're saying, you already said it and you need not say more. You need not.
That, my feelings are hurt.
Upset.
I'm upset.
I'm going to cry later.
Okay, but just kidding. We're over it. We understand.
Of course.
We're middle children. We don't stay mad for long. We can't. We'd be mad all the time.
No, like literally last night, my parents, I was like, remember, guys, I have that show. They're like, okay, we're going to go out to dinner. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, you are. Oh. Yeah. No, you guys go out, sort of celebrate, and I'll just be here.
And you're like, well, it's only an hour, actually. I could probably squeeze in a dinner before or after.
They're like, we could bring you something. You could make something here. I was like, I'll just drink all your beer. How about that?
What if I just stood with a candle at all times? You know I'm a bitch for candles.
I love that. I do know that about you.
I love candles. I want to be a candle sponsor. I wish Yankee Candles would sponsor me.
The fact they still haven't heard that episode where you play a Yankee is upsetting. And I do think they'll come. They'll all start running over once we get too popular for words.
They always do.
They always do. So we'll just give it a little time and that's fine. I hope everyone was dressed to the nines at home. It is so fun to put on costumes. And I'm saying that to someone who full on sewed a costume. So I know my place.
I really
you went all out, Chris.
I went all out. Yeah, I did. And you know what? It looked good and I'm happy about it.
Oh, it looked really good. It looked really, really good. And to our costume contest winners, you're all icons, you're all idols. Those of you who submitted, also idols. Everyone iconic.
I just looked up bonfire candles because I wanted to see if they had them because I want that. But you know what, Jesse? They have a bonfire collection, but they don't have just one bonfire candle.
That seems insane.
They have one that smells like warm and cozy. Okay, what is that supposed to do for me? Because I don't think that smells like anything. Then they have
that sounds nice.
Pecan pie bites sounds delicious.
Let me be clear. I would love the job of helping to name candles. Love it.
Oh, that would
I have a whole collection that's about a man? Yes. Calloused fingers. Enjoy your calloused fingers.
Mine would just be named after like man's names.
Yeah. Ooh. Enjoy Dustin. You light him up, honey. You light him up.
You and Dustin gonna get warm and cozy tonight?
That's right. Girl, you light up Felix and you make it rain.
Ooh, Felix.
Inside. Thank you, Felix. Could be a fun candle is what I think.
What's your favorite scent?
That's a great question. I'm a sucker for pumpkin. I can't help myself. I love me a pumpkin. I love the idea that my apartment could smell as if someone lived in it could bake. Love that for me.
I love, that's why I love vanilla. Vanilla's yeah. not my go-to. See, I grew up in a very pine or like apple right. cinnamon ooh, smelling home. So yeah. those smells really do it for me.
They bring you right back home. I like that.
A mulled wine.
Ooh.
Mulled cider candle.
I just like the way candles look. Like, I love that it, to me, whenever I've, you know, been like, tonight's a night we light a candle, I'm like, you know what you do when you light a candle? You slow down. You sit and you do what you were going to do. But every now and then you glance at that candle and you go, maybe my life is slowly dissipating, but I'm a part of it. And that's okay.
I keep a candle lit next to many candles usually if I'm back in the city, but when I'm in my room at my parents, because I had collected so many candles during quarantine, sometimes wow. I'll have 5-6 candles burning.
I love that question. What do you do with the wax?
What do you mean?
Do you do anything with the wax? Are you a wax person? I'm a wax person.
Well, I burn it until it's gone.
Okay, what I mean is sometimes I like to stick my finger in and then put it on my
oh, I used skin. To be like that. Oh, you like rub it all over your skin?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I would like,
I'm convinced it really moisturizes it.
I used to like dip in my finger and then peel it off because it'd be fun.
Yeah, I love doing that. I love to like cover myself in wax.
Ooh, are you a freak?
I could be,
like,
yeah.
Are you a,
I could be
like a sex thing?
I've never, ever done it in sex or with a guy ever. I've done it only by myself. And again, it's a rubbing thing. Would I try it? Maybe, unless it hurt. And then I don't know if I could do it, but maybe I would try it.
I'm a wax play.
I've heard of it. I just have never I would say when it comes to the scent of my sex, it's pretty vanilla.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie to you there.
I don't
want to
smell my sex. My sex would smell like stale beer. Smart food, popcorn, and
ooh,
and maybe like the back seat of your friend from high school's car.
Okay. I don't get that. I've never done anything in a car. Good for you.
No, I've never done anything in a car.
Oh, it just smells like a car.
It just smells bad like a car.
Oh, all right. I don't think it smells bad. How dare you say that about my friend?
Listen, you have to be having sex to get a smell.
Well, yeah. Sure.
So my sex smells like Michael Kors Exotic Blossoms perfume, bitch, because that's all I'm wearing yeah. these days.
I feel like that's a commercial. My sex, it smells like Dior.
Oh my God, that would have been a flawless commercial.
I know. Yeah.
I was listening to one of the podcasts I listen to is a true crime pod. I'm not going to give them free advertising here.
No, that's not fair. How dare.
But they're like number one for Apple every week.
Okay, so we all know which one you're talking about.
It's called Crime Junkie, and they have literally millions and millions and millions of listeners, so whatever. Yeah. But because of that, usually their commercials are pretty good, like Redwell. But I was listening to it last night after the live show. I got high and was making myself some dinner and listening to a podcast. And the woman, it was like somebody had taken her script away in the middle of it, but they didn't bother recording. And it literally made me LOL. Because I'm like, these people probably paid like literally $1 million for them to do this ad.
And she's just going off the cuff.
Like, I'm reading off of the Yankee candle. She's like, warm and cozy candles. A beautiful bonfire night ends wrapped up in a soft, blanket when the air would be crisp. And then so also, and this commercial is brought to you by, and I was like, they didn't bother.
They didn't
recording
bother.
When Brit lost her place.
Good for that company, because you know they can be like, hey, you didn't follow the script. Can you do it again? And then they have to.
Someone's getting fired. They should have done that.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. Listen. And what we're saying to any advertisers listening is we will take it seriously. We are actors. We are trained actors.
Listen, I'm so good at reading
in general.
Spots, commercial spots. And I'm spots, so good at it.
You're so good.
Okay. Trust
no, you
me.
Are.
So if you're trust. Listening, come on.
Get it together.
Get it together.
Together we get it.
All right, Jesse.
Okay, I think we should, go into our first segment.
Alrighty, it's time for...
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Yes, honey. We are going down memory lane and we are going into a vault that most of the time I try to lock and think, don't go back. But recently, with the live shows and all of you guys love embarrassing stories, and I just said, let's really think about it. And this story came back. It's quite a memory. I'd like to take you back to, must have been the late 90s. No, I don't know how old I am. The early-ish 2000s. I'm in high school. Picture this.
What year did you graduate high school?
2007, famously.
So.
Thank you.
I graduated in 2015. I'm just kidding. I wish. Can you imagine how young I'd be?
I know. I'd be like, does this window open and can I just fly myself out of it?
No, I graduated in 2008.
Okay, great. So I'm older. It's fine. The point is, we knew that. The maturity level is off the charts. So this is 2003 because I'm a freshman in high school. And you guys, it's homecoming, if you can believe it. Have I ever gone to a dance? Actually, maybe in middle school, but I was scared. I literally went to dances and just was petrified in a corner. That's normally how I was involved. So my friends were like, what if we're asked? Like to homecoming. And I was like, what if? And so obviously, clearly nobody ever asked me or even like attempted.
Clear? That's not clear to me. Not about Thank my you. Friend.
Thank you for saying that. And looking back, I don't know. I would have been a great
You were mate. The pretty hot girl that everyone was afraid to ask.
That's exactly what it was. I was the pretty hot girl.
I had the same problem.
It's hard to be that, but a lot of my friends, we all went alone. We didn't have dates. So it was like a big group of us. I went to my friend whose name for this is Sheila's house, and Sheila like had a beautiful big house, and we took pictures on her like side curvy staircase.
Rich Sheila.
Sheila let me borrow a dress because famously I never had dresses or nice dresses or dresses that didn't look like I was a nun of some sort or friends with nuns. So I was wearing like what some would define as a halter top, which is like, whoa.
Whatever happened to halter tops? You don't see halter tops a lot anymore.
Yeah. For me, it's actually a hazard because my... my chest did come in, some would say, aggressively. And so a halter top will actually sever my head off my body. The amount of pressure it puts on your neck. I think it's great for girls who have either A, perky breasts or little ones.
Yeah, halter tops aren't for my body either.
No, you can't. If there's any sort of weight there, you can't do
it. It's a shame. It's how I feel about jumpsuits, too. I love a jumpsuit. It's my favorite
thing. You can wear a jumpsuit.
No,
are you kidding?
I can't. I've tried them on so many times, and I'm like, this is not what I want a jumpsuit to look like. Sometimes you just have to accept you have to do things a little differently. Doesn't mean you have to do them worse.
No. I will say jumpsuits, though, are hard because it has to fit in all the right areas. So
and
sometimes,
it does not for
it's
me.
It's rare. It's very rare. I think that sometimes I try on a jumpsuit and it's like too tight in the diaper area. I don't even know what you call that. The upper carriage.
The grundle. Bottom,
the grundle, if you will. And so it doesn't look there, but it looks good on top. Sometimes it looks good on top, but it's like too short. Like it keeps riding. It's very hard to find, I think, a jumpsuit that fits correctly because it's very specific to certain body types.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I went to homecoming. I'm wearing this black short dress, which I mean, I'm surprised everyone wasn't like, she's all that. Like, oh my God, Jesse, you are gorgeous.
Wait, what color was the dress? Black?
Black.
Okay.
It was anyhow. So I'm wearing this black dress. I'm like with my friends. We go to this place. I believe we go to Maggiano's.
Wow. That sounds fancy.
We, yeah, we were like, we're getting Italian tonight and no one can stop us. And we are getting shared plates. And if anybody has an issue with that, they can talk to me or someone who will talk to them. So we're ordering all this food.
You went to an Italian place before prom?
Yeah.
Or before homecoming?
Homecoming, yeah.
That's a move.
And that might have been what I, because again, I normally do no planning. I don't like to plan things. I'm too stressed out.
I'm going to tell you, remind me to tell you guys someone else's embarrassing story after this.
Love that. So I'm eating all this food. I have what is, I believe a, what do you call, is it a fettuccine? What do you call a white sauce?
Fettuccine is the type of noodle.
Okay, great.
But I'm sure you are having like a fettuccine Alfredo, which is the white sauce.
Alfredo. Okay, so we get a fettuccine Alfredo, which let's all just think about that for this Jewish gal.
I am dying that you got a fettuccine. Fettuccine Alfredo is like if I was writing a sketch where someone eats the worst possible thing before homecoming, fettuccine Alfredo is what I would write in.
100%. And again, I'm also kind of like an idiot. So I don't even know. Like, I know that normally I just like red sauce, spaghetti and meatballs. But I think that I can't read the menu. We got a shared plate. I was like, oh, I'll have a little bit of this. I'm going to be bad tonight.
You were mixing the fettuccine Alfredo. See, if I eat fettuccine Alfredo, I'm down for the count for 3 days.
Okay. So, and that's what's about to happen. So what's fun about my body is it's pretty... some would say quick to react.
And you're so pretty intolerant to dairy, no?
Thank you for knowing that. It is true.
I am as well, so.
Yeah. Back then, I was more in denial of it. I didn't really put two and two together, but I get to homecoming. We get there. I'm like petrified. There's so many people. Men are wearing suits. I'll say men. They're boys, but they're men to me. Boys to men. I say, oh my God, they're wearing a suit. I see some shoulders and I'm very attracted, but all of a sudden my stomach is like gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. And I go, let me visit the ladies room, which famously the ladies room in any middle school, high school dance is like, we look at ourselves in the mirror and we just dab lipstick over and over and over again and talk about how Clyde from Chemistry is looking hot.
Wait, is that real?
Do
girls do that?
Or, yeah, sometimes you just go to the bathroom to like regroup.
See, that's what I thought was happening, and I wish...
Yeah.
High school was tough. Because, see, that's what I would want to be doing. I was actually getting ready with my friend the other day. We had to go to a birthday dinner, and I was, like, at her apartment, and she was trying on tons of outfits, and she's like...
Yeah.
Now you know how my ex-boyfriend feels or felt. Haha. And I'm like, honestly, this is what I've always wanted. I feel like one of the gal pals.
Ugh, it's the best. I almost, in a way, started the revolution of bathroom attendant because I would play that role in most dances and be like, towel, mint, have fun, girls. Okay, stay safe.
You walk out with like $100 in tips.
Yeah, they're like, Jesse. I'm like, hey, girl. I truly I was a bathroom revolutionary. That was where I held court. Okay.
You guys heard it here first. Bathroom attendants came to fruition in 2004.
That's right. Okay. And you can quote me. Also, for all the young listeners, when in doubt, just hang in the bathroom. It's not that bad. But except for this night. So I'm in the bathroom. I go in and I'm like, ooh, I'm about to get sick. And there's a line because famously, as we know, there's always more girls than guys and guys can go so quickly. So there's always a line for the bathroom. I begin what I like to call sweating profusely. So I'm sweating through my dress. I am about to have an explosion.
See,
so
and none of your friends knew the rule yet, because when I was in college, girls would use this as a excuse, a fake reason to get to the front of the line of the bathroom. They would like, I would watch them be like ready, and they would grab their friend and be like, she's gonna throw up, and then they rush into the bathroom and then they pee and take their time.
Okay, literally fuck that. That's terrible. And by the way, in high school I would not have, I'm sure people were drinking, but I didn't even know alcohol like could be a thing. I'm like, on school grounds? What are you, crazy? So that wasn't really my scene, but I am in the line for the bathroom. I'm pretty much going to die. If anyone recognized me, they're like, Jesse. I'm like, I can't talk right now. I get into the bathroom stall and I start being taken over by probably the devil, and my butt is bleeding, essentially. Like, my butt is exploding. I'm in the bathroom for 90 minutes, somewhere. Like I would be like, okay, I think I can get up, and I try to get up, and then it would be like my stomach would flip again, and I'd be like, I can't move. I was there for 90 minutes, and as I'm in the bathroom, I can also hear people be like, why hasn't the stall on the left come out? Like, has anybody come out of that? Do we even know if someone's in there? Like, I'm lifting my feet, but then I'm like, oh my God, you have to keep your feet down. What if they try to open the door? Like, people are talking because one stall will not open. Okay. That's my stall, everybody. Hold court. And and I'm going to die. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I don't think I had a cell phone. It's not like I could tell my parents, like, please come get me. I'm dead in the bathroom. I had no way of reaching anybody. I just was like, I think I'm going to die in the bathroom. And in a way, this is social suicide, but I'm also not going to live past tonight. So in a way, go out with a bang. So I'm in there. After, I think it really might have been 2 hours. I come to, I'm able to stand, and I walk towards the mirror. I look at myself in the mirror. It looks as though I've truly run a marathon because I'm drenched. I don't know what my hair was straight when I started. Okay. It's full on curly. It's just curly now. And I look like a different person. I come out. It looks like
you grew up 5 years in that bathroom stall.
I did. I come out. I go to find my friends. They're like, were you outside? Is it raining? Because I'm so sweaty and disgusting. I'm like,
yes.
No, yes. Can we go soon? And I think I danced maybe to one song, maybe. I don't even know if I was able to move. The point is, I literally missed my whole homecoming freshman year because I was in the bathroom getting sick.
Oh, wow. I would have been like, yeah, I was making out outside.
You know what? They would have been like, with who? And I would have been like, I'm kidding. Please don't ever say that I said, I don't know.
I'm kidding. I would have been like, I was sick. I have to go.
I was sick. I'm 20 pounds lighter.
Before I tell my embarrassing story, it just reminded me on this weekend. So that dinner I was talking about.
Yeah.
It was like my friend's birthday. And so her one friend from college, this like bro-y guy. Who was like very nice, but bro-y. But we were at like an Italian place in Little Italy eating outside.
Yeah.
And he was like eating his veal parm and the whole plate, like literally we had just gotten the plates, but the plate he had too close to the edge of the table. So the entire plate just flipped upside down into his lap, but he had a napkin. Yeah. So he just like took the napkin and put it back onto his plate.
Wait, yeah.
Did I tell you this?
You did.
And about the White Claw can?
Yeah.
Maybe I told it on a, well, I definitely didn't tell it on a regular episode.
Yeah, it must have been the Patreon.
But anyway, I think it's so crazy. But then he, later in the evening, was drunk. And I was watching him, and he had a White Claw in his hand. And I watched it splash, and then I watched him step on it and then crash to the ground. And then when I went to, I was like, oh no. And I look and he was like profusely bleeding and he had broken his nose. It turns out he like fell, but kept the White Claw can in his hand. So when he fell, he smashed his head into the White Claw can and then like broke the bridge of his nose with the can. So that story.
Trauma
didn't happen to me, but you know what did happen to me was one time.
What happened to you is what I want to know.
So I famously would work for this film festival, and it was a LGBT film festival.
Yes.
And my friend worked for it, and so she
hooked you up.
Hooked me up and got me the job. And the thing about working for film festivals, it's fun. I mean, because it's like usually like 14 hour days, if not more.
Wow. Oh my God.
But it's like,
are you paid hourly?
No, you usually agree to like a rate for the whole festival.
Damn.
But it was good money. Like this festival was only, I think, 6 days or something, and they would pay well. So it was definitely worth it.
Okay, hello.
But it was at a theater in the city that's like 3 floors. It's very nice. And it was on the 3rd floor was the festival mostly.
Wow.
And one day for lunch, I had, and I was also the hospitality coordinator. So basically the filmmakers would come check in with me. And then I was like their liaison between them and the festival. So if they had any questions, any issues,
you come to Chris.
They all have my Absolutely. Cell phone number. If they don't know how to get to the theater, I tell them how to get there. If they need to get to the after party, I would like send them a cab. Like,
oh my God, you had power.
Yes, but they were all like, there was no like crazy people, and my friend was the same thing, so we both were that
fun. And,
but the point is, they would all have to come check in with us, so we knew all the filmmakers that would come, at least enough to say, you know, who they were.
Hey, yeah.
So this one particular day, it was about halfway through the festival, so the job got progressively easier as the festival would go on because everybody had checked in and all of that. And I had a kale salad, which famously rips through me like a hurricane.
Damn.
Every
Kale?
Time.
Every time.
And literally every time. I'm telling you, like 10 minutes later.
No.
Like, this is so disgusting, but like you could, I can.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, we know it's the kale. Got it.
It's the kale. But I still do it because I love a good kale salad.
And honestly, sometimes you need a good cleaning, if you will.
Jesse says this like we didn't used to sit across from each other in an office, and I would be like, I'm going to get a kale salad. And then I would be gone half the afternoon. But so anyway, I have that. And then I'm getting the gurgle, the bubble gut. And I'm like, oh God. And then I'm like, well, I can't go on the third floor because that's where the festival is. So there's a ton of people like wandering around.
Sorry. Do you know the Todrick Hall song where he's like, bubble butts, bubble butts? And that reminds me of guzzle. What did you say? You just said.
I said bubble guts.
Yeah, bubble guts. Bubble guts. Okay.
And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go down to the first floor of the theater because none of the festival like showings were happening on the first floor.
Smart.
So I go down. Smart. There's nobody down there at all. I'm like, amazing. I go into the big stall. I'm, you know,
living,
having an episode. And then I hear the bathroom door open. I'm like, oh God. Okay. Well, I'll just wait this out. Cause you know, the thing about the men's room is if someone's in a stall, there's only, they're pooping.
Yeah. That's what it, oh, duh. Yeah. Okay. So, I'm with you.
Cause if you're just peeing,
you can pee,
you're gonna use the urinal.
Yeah, of course, that's how it works for
and
men.
So I'm like, I don't want everyone to know that I'm pooping, you know.
Poop, no, shame. That'd be too,
it's real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so I'm sitting and then the bathroom door keeps opening and opening. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? And I'm like, one of the fucking theaters got out.
No,
on the first floor. So like one, like the Joker or whatever, so it's like a full theater.
Shoot.
And I'm like, God damn it. Well, I guess I have
now
to.
Now there's an audience.
And then I can hear voices and I'm like, is there a line?
No.
And I'm like, there's a line for this. Like, I can hear the sounds of there being a massive line now for this bathroom. And so, mind you, there's like three other stalls, but I'm in the big one. And then there's all the urinals.
Yeah.
So I finally am like, fuck this. I guess I just have to get up and do it. And so I get up. And I open the door and immediately I see that there is a massive line. But also there was a gentleman in a wheelchair waiting specifically
for the handicap stall.
For the handicap stall.
Handicap stall.
That I had very inconsiderately taken. And I was like, in that moment, I was like, I'll never use a handicap stall again.
Yeah.
But I thought there was nobody around.
No one knew. No one knew that would happen. That's a humbling moment.
And the thing was, he was from the film festival. He had to come to the first floor because that was the only one that had
okay
a handicap
stall. Okay.
So he was the director of a film, and
no.
I was like, oh my God, hi.
Oh my God, hi.
I loved your movie.
Your piece. I'll consider it a piece of art at this point.
I'll buy it.
I'd like to buy it. How much?
How million? Two?
Okay. Let me see what I can sort of scrounge up.
I'm calling my family members trying to get $1,000 here, $1,000 there. Yeah. That was pretty...
That's humbling.
And I went back upstairs and my friend and I was like, we gotta get out of here.
We have to run, unfortunately. We have to leave the festival.
It was shameful.
That's shameful. That's hard. That's really hard. I'm sorry about that.
Well, thank you. But yeah, it was quite the day.
How do you feel about the idea of people submitting some of their embarrassing stories?
I would love it.
Guys, I feel like that would be fun because, first of all, it can jumpstart things that we don't remember. And then I've been getting a few, and I think that'd be really fun to do. So either post them on Stuck in the Middle and tag me and Chris or the Facebook group that you should join or
DMS.
So, but that would be fun. So share yours with us. I'm sure we've all got a bathroom story or two. Burp, burp.
Who doesn't?
who literally doesn't? So we love that. Okay, so should we move on to our next segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, it is time for...
The Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Yes, guys, okay. So also, if you have ideas for segments you want us to do...
Yes.
Because here's the thing. We're doing the Hallmark movie today. We are toying with the idea of not doing the Hallmark movie every week because...
Not every week.
We just don't want it to get too repetitive for you guys. So let us know how you feel about that. If you do like it every week, if you're getting bored with it, you want something else, let us know how you feel. And you don't have to be rude about it.
Don't be rude, you guys, but you can submit ideas for segments, ideas for things for us to do and try. That would be great. Okay. In a nice way. Love you all literally to death. Okay. So let's jump in though is the thing. Let's jump in. Always love how it
You love what?
I love how at the end, I always feel... I feel so good, but it is a lot of pressure every week. But the thing is,
I love doing it, but I think we got 1 3-star review that said that we were too repetitive and now we're both in our heads about it. So
yeah,
let us know how you feel.
Do we take criticism well? No, apparently not. Famously, we can't take it at all.
Not.
Famously, as a middle child, I wear it like a tattoo. I literally brand it on my chest and I'm like, sorry, I guess I'm a repetitive person now. Hi, my name's Jesse. I'm repetitive. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
God you for bless coming. Whoever has to give me notes because I'm like, what? What do you mean?
Go ahead, explain it. Go ahead.
Stand up. Did you want a goddamn microphone?
Stand up.
To call me?
You think I'm abrasive? You think I'm repetitive and abrasive? I don't take notes well? Oh, go ahead. No, why don't I take notes well? Tell me that. Tell everyone.
Come on, bitch.
The whole Starbucks. Put down your piping hot coffees, y'all, because we got a piping hot comment. Go ahead. Repeat it, sir.
Let's go.
Everyone can hear.
Someone open the door. Open the door to the outside. Yeah. I want everyone on the street to come in and hear why Hank thinks that I'm repetitive.
Exactly. Hank.
All right. We ready?
I'm ready. Do you want to start or you want me to?
I think you should start.
I think famously you normally always start. So I will start this one, but thank you for the opportunity. Okay. Picture this. We open and there is a high powered executive. And by executive, I mean somebody who has power in a company that we know very little about. And so that's why the role is executive, because she's figuring it out. It's actually a pharmaceutical brand, if we're being technical. Now, is she a drug pusher? Sure. Did she get lost in the game? Yeah, she did.
Who doesn't? Okay.
She got lost in the game, and she got lost in that chase for the big old moolah. Okay.
She got lost in it hard.
We see her shake a doctor's hand, slip him some pills, go into her Lamborghini, and drive into her mansion. Okay. We're right outside the city. We're in Connecticut, where the hoity-toity reside. And she goes home. And if you can believe it, no one else is there.
Oh, God.
It's a big house, but it's
an
empty
house.
Is
it a big house? Is it a mansion?
Big. It's like a mansion. Really, it is.
And nobody but there to fill the halls?
No one to fill the halls. And the halls are decked because it is Christmas, as everybody knows.
Oh, my God.
Like five days, you know. Sure, she just got a great, you know, sale, if you will, of the drugs that she pushes. But, you know, can money give you a hug at night, Chris?
No.
Can it sleep next to you and ask to spoon? No.
It can, yeah, no.
No, it can't. So she wakes up that next day and her answering machine, yes, she's vintage, is blinking red. We've got 27 missed calls. She's
no.
like, what? The actual what?
What, was the phone off the hook?
Turns out her twin sister, who famously, they broke off and they lived two different lives.
Are okay? they identical?
They were identical. They were, because unfortunately her twin sister passed. Sister passed away. I know. It's starting in a dark place, but we'll get out of this.
But in the flashbacks, maybe you play both roles.
Of course. And that's a la Lindsay Lohan, if you will. So the twin passed, and the twins, pig farm, oink, oink, squeak, squeak, mud, mud, blink, blink, wink, wink, we go in to a pig farm, because now she's got to tie up loose ends, even though it's almost Christmas, but she didn't have plans. So she's got to go all the way to
where she go. What is this for? She's going out of town for Christmas.
Well, she's going to a pig farm to tie up her twin sister's estate.
Oh, of course. Yeah. In Nashua, New Hampshire.
Nashua, New Hampshire. So she's like, I gotta go to Nashua, New Hampshire. She gets in her Lamborghini. She drives into town. Chris, the streets aren't even paved. Okay, there's mud.
God.
This is an old timey town. So she goes.
She's sticking
driving
out like
in.
A sore thumb.
Sore thumb. And if you can believe it, Chris, of course she gets lost on the way. She's like, these maps don't make sense. I don't understand. Her Lamborghini, everyone knows, is low to the ground, gets stuck in mud. And she's like,
And in New Hampshire, it's bound to be icy.
It's icy in New Hampshire. And so it's sloggy. There's mud.
Slushy.
Her car,
a big snowstorm, and then it got nice the day after. And so everything got muddy and slushy.
Yep. So she gets out of the car, which is suck, and she's like, just my freaking luck. Oh my God. She's pissed, Chris. She actually starts kicking her car, okay? Which
the
is
Lamborghini?
Aggressive. Yeah. I mean, she's upset, wow. Chris. And then this pickup truck pulls up, if you can believe it. And a man gets out of the truck.
What does he look like?
It's crazy, because, you know, she's looking at the tire, which is stuck. So she glances up. There's a shadow cast, and she's like,
a
I
shadow
can't even,
at this time of day.
Yeah. It's because
he's
tall.
Be tall. Yeah,
he is.
That's what
tall.
I was going to say. Scientifically, he must be.
Scientifically, if you add up the shadow and
you got to divide by the circumference of the radius, actually, yeah, and then you the times radius. That by the volume,
and then
of course
you get,
if you do E=mc² with the 3.14
is yeah
which is pi, that's pi. How you can actually calculate the velocity of the height.
And the, yeah, it's the velocity of the height for him. You know, I unfortunately, I'm not great with the decimal parts, but it's
6'2". Never have been. You never have
6'2" been. 6'2"-ish. You might round up, say 6'3". Hard to say.
Yes, I'm calculating here. I'm getting about 6'3".
Okay, you are getting that. Good, good, good. Yeah. So, and he's got what I would describe as a red beard.
A red
beard. It
really
is red. It really is red, though,
on a tall man?
And
in New Hampshire?
It's rare. In New Hampshire. In
what
New
does
Hampshire.
He have green and eyes too? That's next that you're gonna tell me.
He does. No. He does. Yeah, they're green. They're
piercing.
Oh
my
green.
God.
And he says, first words out of his mouth is, "You stuck?"
Helpful.
You stuck. Okay, he's funny. This is a funny man. And so obviously the woman whose name is
Roberta.
Rita. Roberta.
And people Roberta, call her Robbie.
Robbie, everyone calls her Robbie, is like, no, I'm just looking at the view. And then he's like,
yeah, I just have a fetish for Lamborghini stuck in mud.
Yeah, you're freaking. And then he's like, Dawn. And I'm like, no. And he's like, Dawn, why haven't you returned my phone calls? I'm trying.
Oh my God.
To figure out blah, blah, blah. And I go, okay. First of all, Dawn's my sister. And
was
my sister. She passed. I just got a phone call. And he starts laughing because Dawn is actually in the truck.
Your sister?
She lied to get me to New Hampshire.
Well, here's my question. why did he think you were Dawn if Dawn was in his truck?
That's a great question. He was just being funny.
Okay. So she was like, that's my sister. Let's pull a prank.
Let's pull a prank. Yeah. That's
See,
what
here's
we're gonna
the thing that I think is
okay,
funny.
Maybe.
Is that if the twins were fraternal. Instead of identical.
Let's make them fraternal.
There could be a fun option there.
There is a fun option there.
When it comes to casting.
Because you play Dawn.
Of course. I don't know how you thought of that.
I don't know how I did, but I thought you must play Dawn, the fraternal twin who owns a pig farm.
Yes.
And so then you get out of...
I've never been more excited for a role. I already know what I'm wearing. Tanya Tucker is playing.
Yes. And so then you get out of the car and you're like... As any good
What's
Hallmark
my, oh,
does.
Oh, my
and
name
you go,
is Dawn, and you're Roberta,
Dawn.
Right?
Yeah, and you go, hey, sis.
Oh, hey, sis. Look what the cat dragged in.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the actual fuck, Dawn? You left me 27 messages from a fake company, to get me out here? Why didn't you just ask me to come?
Because you haven't been back in 25 years. How am I supposed to feel? Okay, I'm out here taking care of the pig farm that mom and dad left to us.
Okay.
And you're in New York City pushing pills just like dad did. You know, just that's how Paul went to prison.
Okay, well, I'm doing it legally, first of all. And second of all, this is what I want to do. And also, it's still very rude that you faked your own death. And I don't want us to just not harp on that. That's insane. Okay?
To be fair, I never said that I died. I said I was close to death.
I was scared, Dawn, is what I'm saying.
Well,
even though we haven't spoken, I obviously still... feel connected.
I still only have the number to your house phone in 2020. Okay.
Okay.
You won't even give me your pager number or whatever you fancy people use.
Well, because Dawn, you tend to call 27 times when you need something, and that is alarming.
Well, pick up the phone.
Whatever. Sure. So, what exactly am I doing here?
You're here because
of
something.
Is the pig farm having trouble? Do you need money again, Dawn?
Don't talk to me like I can't get my own money for the pig farm, but pretty much, yes, that is the problem.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Listen, and
bacon prices have skyrocketed. And the competition is just out of control. You know, they opened that new Hormel factory right down the block. It's hard for us mom and pa pig farms to get off the ground.
Okay, I go, let me get my accountant. I brought my accountant with me because I knew I'd have to tie up some loose ends. The accountant was just sitting in the back seat sleeping. He gets up. Chris, now my accountant, I've never looked at in any certain way. You know what I mean?
But Dawn is like, what is that, a clown car? Because the car is so small.
It's so small. And for my accountant, Eduardo, to get out of the car, it really takes him a lot of time because his legs, I don't know how to describe it. His legs are so long.
Oh, really?
They're very long.
Like disproportionately so? Or is his torso also pretty long?
Honestly, it's... the math of it, if I were gonna, so legs normally are what, 65% of the overall body, depending if you're a gammy leggy kind of lady or fella.
It depends.
Fella.
Yeah. It does depend. The day you were born.
The day you were born and the time of day. So he's 65% leg. Now, you know, when he stands, his waist is above the car. The car is a solid, what, four and a half feet?
Yeah. And something.
He's got 2 feet on that. I mean, he's...
Well, if you're time saying, are we doing the Geneva Convention
It's Geneva,
formula?
Yeah.
Okay,
the
so...
formula. What is that?
That is the diameter legs. Of diameter. The legs.
Yeah.
It's the diameter of the legs. Okay. And then you subtract the volume of the beaker.
Bigger.
Which is how you, it's through a luminol effect, it will glow. That's how you know what number to times it by. So if my, let me just put that into my pivot table here. And
oh, look at your calculator. That's amazing. A pivot table. Yeah, type. Oh.
Wow. It looks like he's probably about... See, this is the problem. It only gives you an estimate, but it's saying about 6'2", 6'3".
Wow. Okay. I've never looked at him that way. That's crazy. He is tall now that I think about it. Yeah. He's a tall man. And, you know, he's got that accountant type feel. You know, he's quiet. He's shy. He's got glasses that are round. He, you know, has a little scruff, if you will.
Is he nebbish?
He's nebbish. He is. He's an accountant. He fits in with accountants, which I famously coined nebbish. Mm. And so he's got that shy guy mentality. Ugh. A guy who knows numbers, who knows logistics, okay?
I love that.
He stands up with a clipboard in hand and a pad of paper, and he says, how much do you need? And you're taken aback.
I've never had a man... be so attentive to me before.
Oh. Well, this is Eduardo. He is my accountant. And he will, you know, he pays attention to detail. He has to. He's paid for that. So how much do you need?
Roughly.
Okay, sure.
100 grand would really, help get us out of the hole.
Wow, 100 grand! What are the pigs doing? Eating through the farm?
The pigs eat a lot. Okay, Roberta, you don't remember because it's been so long since you've been here.
Okay,
but
okay.
The pigs go through a lot of food. I've eaten nothing but pork for 15 years. Okay, do you know how unhealthy that is? I'm not even eating anything else. I have roasted pork for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I bet you had yogurt today.
I did. Thank you for knowing. It's coconut yogurt. I obviously have a sensitivity. But Eduardo, why don't you walk around the farm with her and just go over all the upkeep that she'll need and where the money's going, and that way you can efficiently come up with a number. I would just love to put my stuff down at the house, if that's okay.
And then, And then the tall guy who have we named yet?
I think he's nameless.
Let's name him Desmond.
Oh God, yes.
So Desmond is like, I can take you over to the house.
Oh my God, he's got a twang.
He's got a Texas twang. And he's like, I can take you over to the house. And you're like, I think it's fine. I can take myself. I know where it is.
Thank you.
And he like looks at your car and he's like, well, from where I'm standing, you can't take yourself.
He's not wrong.
And you're like, game, set, match. Can I smoke in here?
Yeah.
And then you get in his car and you're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, Miss Daisy. And you're like, excuse me? And
was that a reference to a
movie? He's like,
it's
a reference to me being your chauffeur.
Whoa, dude.
And you're like, okay, I don't love that.
I don't love that.
Okay. And he's
like, but it was funny.
He's like, I'll take you to the house. So he takes you to the house. You two are kind of bickering. You get up to the house. It's dilapidated. It's
no,
it doesn't look good. It is falling apart. I mean, obviously there's mud everywhere. It's a pig farm.
Right.
The pigs are,
oh God.
I mean, they're just, it's horrifying. Horrifying. And you look around and you're like, this is not the pig farm I left. And
no.
He's like, well, when you leave one tiny woman to take care of an entire pig farm,
true,
things are going to fall apart. And you're like, she was fine when I left.
Yeah.
And he's like, you left 15 years ago. Okay. She's gotten older. She's gotten more tired. And she's
gotten smaller. Even smaller
from that all pork diet.
Which is crazy, but true.
That she's on. And you're like, ugh, what do I have to do? Let's just knock it down and start from scratch.
Yeah.
And he's like, you people. And you're like, excuse me?
Excuse
and
me?
And you're like, what is that supposed to mean? And he's like, it means people like you that come up here from the city and think that you're better than everyone else and that you can just knock things down and build from scratch. God forbid we care about old things in our past.
Wow. Okay. He is coming for me.
And you're like, this doesn't really feel like it's about me. This feels more
if
like
I'm being honest,
a you problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he says, you are going to have a problem. And you're like, what does that mean? And he's like, I'm not really sure exactly, but it means that I don't think you're a very nice person.
Okay, do we have some sort of history I'm not remembering? Because you are coming for me hard and I just got here.
You don't remember me?
Oh, God. I don't.
Of course you don't. Because when you left for college, you said, I'll be back in a couple of weeks after orientation. And
oh my God.
You and I had been dating for a full year, I think, at that time.
Desi.
And you just left and no one has called me that in 15 years.
Desi, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
That you can save your apology. It didn't even affect me.
Well, you do seem angry. Okay, and that's borderline juvenile, but...
Do you want...
Listen, Desi... I was scared I would get stuck here. You clearly never wanted to leave. I had my sights set on the big city. What were we going to do? I thought it would just be easier for me to disappear and for you to hate me.
You don't think I had dreams? I wanted to be on Broadway.
I didn't know that.
I wanted to be on Broadway and I was too scared to tell you because I thought you'd laugh in my face about my dreams just like everybody else did.
I would have, I might have laughed.
Well, you would have laughed.
I didn't know you could sing, Desi.
Well, you never asked.
Can I hear you sing?
I can't do that right now. Live in my... What do you want to hear?
Les Mis.
There was a time when love yes. was kind and God was forgiving. There was
not
a time.
Forgiving. There was a
and
time.
And almost took me there.
Yes.
How's that for talent? You ruin me.
Desi!
And then he quickly turns around and he's like, I'm going to go get a snack of pork jerky.
Ugh. Cut to inside the stable. Eduardo is walking pretty cautiously as to not get mud all over his very nice loafer, like nice dress shoes, you know? Mm-hmm. And Dawn is showing him around, giving him a tour.
So over here is where the slop bucket is. excuse me. Over here, so this is the tree patch, which is where I like to read. I'm a big reader. Over here is the where we used to have the horses before we had to give those up to the glue factory to make rent, and then.
Can I ask you a question? I know that pretty much Roberta has offered you a job at her company every year for 15 years, and every year you never return the phone calls. Why is it that you want to stay in this?
Shh, number one.
Okay.
I don't think it's been every year.
Okay.
Number two, somebody has to take care of this place. This is my mom and pa's pride and joy. You want me to just give it all up?
No.
Just because these pigs are going to slaughter doesn't mean that I have to.
No, of course not. I'm sorry, I was just...
You're just like her. You don't care about us.
That's not true. My parents grew up on a pony farm.
Really? Those shoes don't say those. You grew up on a pony farm. Then why are you wearing such feminine shoes?
Oh, well.
Was it my little pony farm?
Listen, I got out of there because I'm gay. Oh, wait.
Are you sure?
Oh, wait. Sorry. Actually, whoa. Let me. Well, what I meant by that is liberal. I'm liberal, and I felt like that small
town. I'm liberal too. I'm liberal too. Yeah.
And that small town didn't have those type of values, and I just needed to step back. But the truth is, you know, my roots are on a farm, in a barn, at a factory. I love mud, and I love flannel, and honestly, overalls. A woman in overalls. Oof.
Can I be honest with you right now? It kind of sounds like you're just making stuff up as you go along.
Okay.
You don't have to put on a facade for me. I know that you don't think I'm beautiful. I know that you're probably used to women that wear little pencil skirts and hail taxi cabs in their Louboutin shoes and their. And they're a designer handbags. So, you know what? It's fine, Mr. Man. Why don't you take your little pen and just tell me how much money is going to take to save the farm and then not give it to me?
Hey, first of all, I'll figure out how to get you what you need. And second of all, I'm a country boy who hasn't come across anyone in the city as opinionated or sassy as you are, Dawn.
Well, take a picture. It'll last longer.
Are you married?
That seems pointed. No, I am not.
Are you single? Interesting. Maybe if you were nicer to gentlemen, they'd ask you out.
Oh, where's your beautiful wife?
I don't have one.
She probably killed herself if I was married to you.
Honestly, you make me so mad.
Then why don't you do something about it? And then
maybe,
they
maybe yeah.
What?
What did you say?
You know what? You're just like that guy from that movie, my favorite movie of all time.
Oh.
What's yours?
You didn't tell me what your favorite movie is.
I don't want to tell you mine first, just in case yours is the same.
Okay.
Let's say it on the count of three.
Three. One, two, three. Jerry Maguire. Wow.
You love Jerry Maguire?
I love Jerry Maguire. A lot of people say I look like, you know, Tom Cruise. So, but taller and more attractive.
I can see that. You complete me.
You had me at hello. Oh, sorry.
No, I've just always wanted to say that.
Do you want to grab a bite later?
I know a great pork spot.
Okay.
It's my house.
Oh, I was thinking private.
I don't have enough money.
It's on me.
Oh, that would be great. I haven't had anything but pig, pork, or bacon in 15 years.
And sorry, let me just break this down for you in case you're not getting it. I'm asking you out on a date because I find you infuriating in a very hot way.
Oh. Well, I can't say this hasn't happened to me before, but
I bet it has.
Yeah, let's get a bite.
Great. I'll pick you up at 7.
Okay, great. Then we cut to you are in the room of the pig farm.
Okay,
a bedroom in the farmhouse.
Got it.
And you're on the phone and you're arguing. And you're like, just get enough money to get me out of here, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And then the guy, what's his name?
It's Desmond.
Desmond comes in and he's like, did you want a tour of the farm or not? And you're like, I've seen it. I'm here.
I know it. Thank you.
And he's like, okay, great. Well, then I guess I'll see you around.
Desi.
What?
Come on. Are you going to hold grudges from when I was a kid?
I mean, you were 17.
I was a kid.
And I was a kid, okay? I was a kid staring out the window as I watched you walk out of my life forever. On my own, pretending he's beside me, all alone. I walk with her till morning. Without you, my worlds go on changing. You know that song?
Of course I do. I love Les Mis.
I didn't know you knew of it.
Are you being funny right now?
Maybe this is
Master of the House, Keeper of the Hall. Everybody wants to hear it tonight. Oh, bull, singer of the lot, singing mama more. See, nee, 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 nee. We the ain't gone for. Everybody loves a master. Everybody loves a whore. Everybody wants to know because you're the master of the house.
Wow, that was so good. That was better than Helena Bonham Carter.
Well, that's what I figured.
This might be stupid. You know what? I'm not going to ask.
Ask.
Well, we were thinking about having a benefit Broadway sing-along tomorrow to raise money.
Okay.
For the farm.
Okay.
Currently, I was the only one that was on it. I was just going to sing from multiple shows, but I think if we got you on the playbill, sorry, I'll that's a it. Fancy word for... Hmm?
I'll do it.
You'll do it?
I'll do it for you, Desi.
And so he smiles, and then we cut into a montage of them rehearsing all night long and singing.
I love that.
And then in the morning, you get a call, and it is... And you know what? I think Dawn and the other guy, they're also in on the montage of planning, developing their relationship. And there's like weird flirty things happening between both couples. Almost kisses, but not really. And then we cut to the day of, and a helicopter is there. And it's...
Wow.
They're there to pick you up.
Oh, fudge.
And I'm like...
Oh, my God.
Just walk out.
I'm not going to walk out. I'm doing this benefit, okay?
I don't believe you. So you know what? If you dare to find me, look to the western sky. And he starts crying.
And then I sing, there is a castle on a cloud. I like to go there in my sleep. Aren't any floors for me to sweep? Not in my castle on a cloud.
So go back to your castle on the cloud. It's not simple to say. Most days I don't recognize me, but these shoes and this pig farm, this place and its bacon have given me more than a...
Hey.
Just go.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the songs of angry men. It is the sound of pigs that need our help, and we will help again.
And then I'm like, you know what? I'll trust you when pigs fly. And you know what you do? You say, okay. And you go over to the pig farm.
Oh my God.
And you pick up a pig.
Stop.
And you stomp over to the helicopter. And you put the pig in the helicopter. And you say, take her to Manhattan.
Oh my God.
And then you look at him. And you say, do you trust me?
Do you trust me?
And I smile because I do. Not me, the guy.
Right, of course, Desi.
And then we cut to the benefit concert, and it goes swimmingly.
Oh, swimmingly, really,
there's
really
so
well.
So many people there. And at the end, it's so exciting. And
so exciting.
Me and Dawn and the guy that I'm...
Eduardo.
Take their bow, and then he kisses her. Okay? And I'm like, and then as they're kissing, you guys look at each other, and then you kiss.
Yeah, it's like, if they're going to do it, we might as well.
And then the helicopter guy comes up to the stage, and he was like, okay, so what's the deal? Am I actually taking this pig to Manhattan, or are you coming?
Are you coming? What's happening?
And you're like, and we look at you, and then you're like, I think maybe I could stay for a while. And then he looks at Roberto, and he's like, well, should I get you back to your accounting firm? And Eduardo's like, I actually put in a transfer for this morning.
Oh, my God.
To the Nashua branch. And then they all turn and stand in a line.
Yeah.
As the movie fades out.
Absolutely.
525,600 minutes. 525,000 pigs that have died. In soups, in sandwiches, in dinners, and small lunches.
And it fades to black.
And it fades to black as they hold hands.
Mm.
The movie is called...
What's it called? Les Pibalables.
Les Pibalagway. Which markets beautifully.
Markets beautifully. People get it. People love it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I loved that. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Jesse, are you ready for our final segment?
Take it home, honey.
All right, guys, it's time for it.
Praise to the praises, yeah.
Okay, this is from someone named Lerv Elsie.
Okay.
So we'll call her Elsie.
Yeah.
And she says, I was first introduced to Jesse and Chris from the Taylor Strecker show.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you guys don't listen, check us out, okay? Check I'm on out. Mondays. What day are you on now?
Thursday. Famously Thursday. Okay. Thank you.
I love each of them on their own, but my God, they are magic together. Mm. I just recently started Middle Children, and I'm catching up, currently on episode 17. And I just had to pause it because I almost peed my pants from laughing so hard. I love everything about this podcast and will be so sad when I am all the way caught up. Thank you both for your beautiful souls. Oh. You guys are amazing.
Elsie, well, girl, when you catch up, I hope you love your shout out because we are obsessed with Chew.
Yes, we love you so much. You are the kind of person who writes letters to their friends when they know that they're sad and they just want them to feel better. They send them a letter. And so they're like, oh my God, I got mail. I feel so much better. Elsie sent me a postcard.
Yeah, and she's the type of gal who's got like, just this beautiful, almost square-like bubble handwriting that you're like, do you make mistakes? Does your hand get sore? How are you so? But she's into presentation. She likes when things look lovely and she wants to spread joy. She said in the middle of the pod as I'm laughing, you know what? I need to write a review because I love these two. And that makes you an icon.
That makes you an icon, Elsie, and we love you for that, and we love all of you. And Elsie, if you are done and you're like, God, I wish I had more episodes, you can go to patreon.com/middlechildren, and you can get a lot more episodes, girl.
Oh, truly. We have so many on there, and I mean, we it's a lot of content, but it's so, everyone in the Patreon is... we're obsessed with. And join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook because that's where the tea is poured, honey.
Yes, it is poured and it is hot.
Piping, baby.
But until then, you guys live every day like you are the oldest.
Love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.